Hey everyone, welcome to the gosh darn goddamn Dave Hills podcasting incident good time hour. I don't know what we're I think we're landing on the Dave Hill good time hour, but we're still waiting for a few things to fall into place before we can officially change the name of the show. Anyway, hi guys, thanks for tuning in. As you might have already figured out, we don't have a brand new episode for you today, as we weren't able to record on Monday the usual live version of this show. So I thought I'd just go back into the archives and pull one of my favorite moments from the show that's no longer available on iTunes, and it's an episode that we call Down on the Farm, in which Dave found one of his old book, actually his very first book that he wrote, and you know, I'll let him explain the rest on the episode. So we'll play that in just a little bit, but first, guys, please follow us on Facebook. The Facebook page is The Goddamn Dave Hill Show. We're waiting on a couple things before we can change the name of that page, but it's gonna happen soon, promise. Thank you guys all so much for supporting us on, you know, first Dave Hill's podcasting incident, now The Goddamn Dave Hill Show, and then whatever we're going to end up calling the show. If you want to support us, the best way to do that is to head to MaximumFun.org and become a member, and you can pledge your support in the name of this show, and that helps us keep doing the show and keep making the show awesome. Of course, every Monday night at 9 p.m. Eastern, we do live streams of this very podcast, so please join us on Facebook this coming Monday. We usually book the cast pretty last minute, so I'm not sure who it's going to be yet, but it's going to be awesome, whoever it is. One of my cats is freaking out right now. So yeah, tune in Monday 9 p.m. Eastern, and then just a couple more things. Dave's got yet another album coming out this year from his band Painted Doll. Name of the album is How to Draw Fire. You can pre-order that now TP Records or at their Bandcamp page, and they just released a new lyric video for the first single off of How to Draw Fire, Blue Postcards, which you know, we'll throw in the end of this episode if Dave gives me the okay. And then one last thing, I, Chris Gersbeck, will be hosting the Mads live stream of Walk the Dark Street, the Mads for Mystery Science Theater 3000, of course, our Trace Beaulieu and Frank Conniff, who have been on this show. That's going to be Tuesday, 8 p.m. Eastern. You can get tickets on Eventbrite, or just head to dumb-industries.com, and all the info's on there as well. And that's pretty much it. Thanks for tuning in, guys, and thank you for listening, and thanks for all your support. And let's listen to this clip from episode 110 of Dave Hill's podcasting incident, Down on the Farm.
We gotta get those stickers.
I think we only a few, though, because we
maybe we should make them by hand then. Special.
Just get like a stamp.
Just I'll draw it on sticker material.
Let's do
or
that.
Or draw over another sticker.
Yeah. Let's do that.
Hand drawn. I remember once, like, years ago, like at the dawn of the internet, whenever that one, when was that?
95?
Later than that. But I was learning, I was in Cleveland, and I was learning how to do, like, Photoshop and stuff, graphics. Mm-hmm. And I made a book called Down on the Farm, Barnyard Animals of Note. And it was just like a book about farm animals and just my opinions on them. All very positive.
I really want to read this.
It's a strong book. But then a friend of mine was writing for, like, you know, that newspaper insert magazine, like Parade?
Uh-huh.
She was writing stuff for that, and somehow she was like, I could write about your book if it's available.
Whoa.
So I was like, okay. And I can't remember how my contact information was in there. But basically, so the book didn't exist. It existed on like a disk or whatever was the storage thing of the time, zip drive. And so then I started getting all these orders for this book that didn't physically exist.
Wow.
So I was just like, I'll just go to Kinko's and I'll make them. I got like heavy, I printed out all the pages on like color paper, and you know, and then I got like heavy stock cardboard or something, and I glued the pages onto these heavy stock pages, and then I took it to Kinko's and had them like put spiral binding.
Yeah.
And then sent it to these, and I didn't charge a lot for the book.
Yeah.
I wasn't even making a profit by the time I was done. But whatever I was charging, people sent it back and were like, what the fuck? This is like a handmade book. They were just like horrified that they weren't getting, and understandably so, but I was just a young buck.
How old were you?
I was, I would have been like in my 20s. So.
Do you have any copies of it here?
I do. Let me see. Hang on. This is the actual book. People received this mail from me.
Wow.
I mail physically, aside from the binding, and I was just learning like Photoshop and Illustrator and all that. And that's what I learned. I made that in school.
Okay, I think we have to make multiple copies. We have to reissue this.
Do you want me to read some passages?
Yes, please.
So this is the book. All by way of saying, like, having made this book by hand and then sending it to people, at least half of whom were enraged at what they received. Some people wrote, like, demanding refunds and sent the book back and, like, were just, like, really not happy about it. And even though I maintain that it's an attractive book, and it's good. So, the book, again, is called Down on the Farm, Barnyard Animals of Note, right? On the cover is, a calf, I believe, right? That's a calf, right?
Yeah.
And it's by David Hill. And I don't know why I said David as opposed to David.
The pictures, just, like, how'd you put them on, like, glue stick?
Yeah, I think glue stick.
Yeah.
Or it sprayed, I don't know. And then on the inside is, there's like a pig, and he looks pretty cool. And the intro is, hello and welcome to the farm, exclamation point. My name is David, and in the pages that follow, we will take a revealing look into the exciting world of barnyard animals, exclamation point. Together, we will visit with some of my personal favorites, as well as the old standbys, and even get to know a few wily beasts that have rubbed me the wrong way in the past. Though big spending corporations will try and convince you with their fancy TV offers that real animal excitement can only be experienced through their slick jungle and aquatic life videotapes, I'm sure I'll have you agreeing in no time that the genuine article is just a few highway exits away from your front door on a nearby farm. Oh, and watch out! Some of these creatures like to bite. Signed, David Hill. I think I called myself David Hill because the instructor called me that for some reason.
Oh, yeah.
So I was just like, I better stick with what he calls me. Okay, do you want me to keep reading?
Yeah, go for it.
On the first page is the cow, and there's a picture of a full-grown cow and another full-grown cow in the background. The cow, considered by some to be the definitive farm animal, the cow has always been on my list of personal favorites. In addition to having multiple stomachs, these bovine beauties give us milk, juicy steaks, and something fun to look at on long car trips. If you haven't already, why not go out and experience a cow today? Go on, get a move on. That's the cow.
And that's the point where everyone's like, what did I pay for?
Yeah, and let me be clear. I'm t- technically a grown man when I've written and produced this book. Do you want me to read another entry?
Yeah.
From, again, if you're just tuning in, this is, these are excerpts from Down on the Farm, Barnyard, Animals of Note, by me, Dave Hill.
We absolutely have to reproduce this book.
The Pig. Seen here engaging in exactly the kind... So the pig, they're kind of like... they're all... I guess they're feeding or something. They're all trying to get in there and feed, you can see. The pig. Seen here engaging in exactly the kind of activity that has earned them their sloppy reputation. Pigs are, ironically, one of the only farm animals to cross over to house pet status. Additionally... Pigs are responsible for such culinary treats as bacon, ham, and sausage, and have even made their way to the silver screen and such box office smashes as Babe and Charlotte's Web. I ask you, is there anything these little guys can't do? So that's the pig.
Yeah.
Do you want to hear another entry?
Yeah, just keep going. Should be the whole episode.
The next picture on the next page, to be clear, just so the listener can picture, there's two animals entries per page. Mm-hmm. Next, there's sheep, but to be clear, there is a picture of a lamb, and there's a lamb and a sheep together. Who are these fluffy little guys, you ask? Why, they're sheep, of course, though they seem to become oddly motionless whenever I'm around. Sheep are also a favorite of mine. If you've ever owned a luxurious sweater that required a delicate cleaning treatment, you probably have one of these fellas to thank. Sheep are so cool, they even have a dog named after them. Not bad, if you ask me.
So your friend in Parade put this as a book?
For sale. For as sale. If it were like a hardcover book available, like a fully... published thing.
But these people ordered it. Like, they knew what the name of the book was.
There was a photo of it, of the cover, but it didn't say, this is a shitty book made by hand in by a grown man living with his parents in Cleveland. Did not say that anywhere in the description.
How many copies did he sell?
I would say 40-something.
Wow.
The next entry, if you want to hear it. You can cut me off at any point. Okay. The next up, there's a rooster, and as you can see, there's a rooster on a fence. Made popular by cartoon character Foghorn Leghorn and through numerous appearances... On boxes of cornflakes, the rooster, or cock as he is known in betting circles, is the official alarm clock of the barnyard, waking up pretty much everyone within earshot at the crack of dawn with his resounding cock-a-doodle-doo. Whether you're a farmer with early morning chores to rise for, or just feeling lucky in Tijuana, you'll be glad to have this feathery friend on your side. Once again, these are excerpts from Down on the Farm, Barnyard Animals.
Was your family aware of this while you were living with
them? I honestly do not think they had any idea that what was going on. I was living at the time. My sister Miriam, my oldest sister, who now lives in Australia... I think she may have been aware of it.
Uh-huh.
But nobody else would have known. And for good reason. The next entry is the goat. When I was a youngster, a friend of mine had a pet goat that would chase us around the yard for hours in hopes of goring one of us with his pointy little horns. Thus, it comes as no surprise that these clove-footed wonders top my list of all-time favorite animals, farm animals. Though historically assumed to be tin can-eating minions of Satan, goats are actually amiable little creatures who want little more out of life than to chew a little grass, butt heads with their goat buddies, and provide us with some surprisingly tasty cheese. I feel, you know, I honestly have not read this book in a long time. And it, I think it stands up.
Yeah. It's informative.
There's other animals. What other animals, you ask? The horse, the donkey, the turkey. Another entry on the goat.
Yeah, my mom used to work in an office that did binding like that. So, my brother, when we were growing up, he was a writer. He still is, but he was he would write like short stories and stuff, and then my mom would like bind them.
Oh, wow.
And he would sell them for like $5 or whatever. His big one was called Electro Cop.
Oh, wow.
And I think he tried to make a choose your own adventure style book, but the pages got all mixed up. So it'd be like, turn to page 64 if you want to keep hiking up the mountain, and then you'd go to page 64 and it just wouldn't make any sense. Just come in mid story. It's a lot of work to put together one of those things.
Yeah, so I did this in 20 years ago. Oh, and apparently I was boasting about a follow-up title called Trouble for Me, Trouble for You, Our Backyard Visitors. And there's the cover is a raccoon. So, gosh.
Did you thank anyone at the end?
No, there is an author biography. For, yeah.
What does that read?
David Hill is a saucy young man who was born and raised in Cleveland, Ohio. He has a penchant for profanity and a complete disregard for the warning labels on prescription medications, but nonetheless is adored by small children and senior citizens alike. Despite his advancing age, he still finds it amusing to finish other people's sentences for them by saying the words, "in my pants," at the end. He has plenty of sporty outfits, but never really gets the hair right. This all checks out today.
Yeah. It's still relevant.
It's amazing. Should we close with one last reading?
Yeah, please.
Let's close with another passage from...
I think we should make that a benefit of...
Of History Fluffer?
Yeah. $100.
$100.
And you'll get everything else below. So a couple t-shirts, patch, yep. Sticker.
Okay, this is the llama from Barnyard Animals of Note. Oh, Down on the Farm, Barnyard Animals of Note. Currently enjoying a rise in popularity on the petting zoo circuit due to its low cost and natural affinity for the carnival atmosphere, the llama is a close relative of the camel, friend of Michael Jackson, and is even considered sacred in some cultures. Personally, I don't see what all the fuss is about. Unless you've got a handful of food to offer it, the llama is just as likely to completely ignore you as it is to spit right in your face. To tell you the truth, I'm not sure how this guy even got in here in the first place.
I like how your writing style is very similar.
Still. Hasn't really progressed. I mean, this is 20 years ago. Thank you, Chris, for bringing the brains behind the operation.
More than happy to. All right.
We did it.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
I'm Riley Smurl.
I'm Sydney McElroy.
And I'm Taylor Smurl.
And together, we host a podcast called Still Buffering, where we answer questions like...
Why should I not fall asleep first at a slumber party?
How do I be fleek?
Is it okay to break up with someone using emojis?
And sometimes we talk about bugs.
No, we don't. Nope.
Find out the answers to these important questions and many more on Still Buffering, a sister's guide to teens through the ages.
I am a teenager.
And I was too.
Butts.
No.
Will you change your mind?
Strange planets, curious technology, and a fantastic vision of the distant future. Featuring Martin Starr.
So we're going on day 14. Shuttle still hasn't come.
Aparna Nancherla.
The security system provides you with emotional security. You do the rest.
Echo Kellum.
Can you disconnect me or not?
Hari Kondabolu.
I'm staying.
From Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, Jeffrey McGivern.
Could you play Cyndi Lauper's Girls Just Want to Have Fun?
It's The Outer Reach. Stories from beyond.
now available for free at MaximumFun.org or anywhere you listen.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Audience supported.